622, my friend Doug Kimmel from the Williamson County Airport is joining us in the studio. First off, it's good to see you, man.
Good morning, Tom. Veterans Airport.
Veterans Airport.
That's right.
That's going to take a long time for me to break the habit. I can tell you that right
we'll
now.
We'll get you there.
Yeah, it does. You know, when I'm like, oh, I got a commercial coming up for Veterans Airport. Where's that? But you know what? And it's so timely to make a mistake like that when veterans is really the subject matter. You know, when you and I had started talking years ago about these first honor flights and how exciting this idea was. For people who are unfamiliar with an honor flight, is it only World War II veterans right now?
No. It's we focus on that, and it's taking veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials at no cost to them. And the program nationally started with the construction of the World War II Memorial. But beyond that, it's Korean War, it's Vietnam. You know, it will just move on to eventually Gulf War and Iraq as well.
Right. So now, I think the reason why I thought World War II is a friend of mine had done this with Air Honor Flight in Missouri, and he had taken a World War II veteran, and his veteran had health issues, and his job is to, well, push him, make sure everything's all right. I mean, each person, my understanding is each one of the veterans has a companion that travels along to help them with their specific needs, especially if they're older.
Correct. A guardian is what we refer to that as. And yeah, you're right. And it's a long day. Even the able-bodied veteran to begin with may not be feeling, you know, great by the end of the day, because they go through and see a lot of things. We really pack the day, the schedule for them, which is, you know, certainly the point, to get them out there and to see all these various memorials that exist in honor of their service.
Now, you've seen a lot of fundraisers go on to help the Veterans Honor Flight at Veterans Airport. Now, earlier this morning, I'd said there was one tonight, United Methodist Church. I got the date wrong. I was looking at the calendar on April 4th, and that was March 8th, March 4th. And I'd had this around, so I want to correct myself there, for one thing. Intellectual honesty is something you don't always see, but I like to have a code here. Now, you have an event coming up Tuesday, April 25th. It's the Welcome Home Ceremony, so that's at 9 p.m. You talked about it being a long day. They fly out at
6:30, wheels up, so they'll be getting there 5 o'clock in the morning to go through the boarding process, and flight is scheduled back at 9:30. So we're encouraging the public on Tuesday, 3 weeks from today, Tuesday, April 25th, to be out there at least a half hour earlier, around 9 o'clock, to be on hand for welcoming them home.
Now, you've seen, as we referenced, a lot of fundraisers, whether it's a fish fry here, or I saw my friend Francis Pass had made a pretty generous donation.
I think
it was 53 or 58, something like that.
It was a little over 8,000.
Was it?
Last Friday, yeah. He had committed for the last several months a portion from his service calls and installs to go toward this program.
You've seen a lot of people do this.
Exactly. Yeah, we really have for the last year. As you mentioned, you and I have been talking about the need for this for several years. About a year ago, a number of volunteers got together and have been, you know, raising funds and awareness ever since. People's National Bank really started off with a big donation for us. Pepsi Mid-America is working with Black Diamond Harley-Davidson now to raffle off a 2017 Harley that will actually be given away the night of the Welcome Home Ceremony.
Ceremony.
Right. So a lot of good folks doing a lot of good work, and it's not just for this flight. You know, we're taking care of about 57, I think it is, veterans on this first flight, roughly half of which are World War II, and then the other Korean War, and we hope to do this every year. And the fundraising, the awareness will continue so that we can take care of everybody, get all the veterans that need to get out there, Washington, D.C.
All right, now this is a national organization, but there's a local component, local group, local chapter.
Right. We are a 501c3, just got the paperwork yesterday, so a regional chapter of that. Because prior to this, the only opportunity our area veterans had to go on a flight like this was to drive to St. Louis, drive to Springfield, Illinois. And then that's another half-day trip on top of a full day as it
right.
is.
Long day. All right, so these honor flights are, as we said, this is flight one, April 25th, Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois. You've seen a lot of groups, including churches, and as we mentioned, organizations, businesses donate. What else needs to be done to be prepared for this April 25th departure date and making sure that everything is covered?
At this point, we really want to get the word out about the Welcome Home Ceremony. packed the new terminal full of well-wishers dressed in patriotic clothing, bring a sign, bring a flag to wave. We've had two honor flights operate out of our airport before, 2011 and 2012, I believe, through the old terminal. And it was just an amazing experience to be a part of because there was so much community support. We got more room in the new terminal.
Right.
We want more people. And it's a very, very touching thing for these veterans to come home and to have that response.
You know what's weird is I had a birthday last October. And I think it's the magic birthday that causes you to be nostalgic. I'm not sure what the number is for everybody, but I kind of got a whiff of it. And I'm starting now to get that when you start looking back on your life, you start looking at the components that made you who you are. And I think that's one of the items from here, that you look at your service, the friends that you had in your service, what that service meant, what you did while you were there. And there's a fondness and appreciation that only comes with age with that. And you look back on what you did and you look what other people have done and you measure yourself. And I think that this helps remind them of what they have done and their place in the world.
Yep.
That it's really more profound than just seeing a memorial. It's the context of it.
Yeah,
and I think that's the thing that everybody gets, but it's kind of hard to talk about it.
It is. It is for the veteran, of course. When they're in Washington, they're reflecting on their service, their colleagues at the time, many of which didn't make it back. And it's about what they do, what we do for others. And so when they come back, there is that reminder of why they went through what they did.
Yeah. I think so. So this opportunity is coming up. If you'd like to help, this is going to be an ongoing process. What are you going to fly in here? So you got 57 veterans. So that means you got 57 Guardians.
Guardians, about a dozen support staff.
So what are you flying in for this?
Airbus 319.
Yeah.
127-seat aircraft, American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a nice ride.
Yeah, good. Get the big plane out of the airport. I like that. Hey, Doug, thanks for coming in on a Tuesday morning so doggone early.
Thank you.
People want to find out more. They want to learn more. I know you've got a Facebook page.
We do, and a website, veteranshonorflight.org.
So keep that in mind if you want to learn more about these items and keep track, maybe even find that you might know one of these veterans or might want to do something to help as well, because the fundraising will continue all the time, right?
Yeah. We even the day of the return flight, we're already, preparing for the next one. So
how
help
much,
us out.
How much does one cost?
Aircraft is $62,100.
Yeah. Is that with fuel?
I hope so.
Good. And then I just want to check if that's with a full tank or not.
Yeah. On top of that, you have buses. We'll have three buses to take the group around to the different
D.C. itself, right?
Places in D.C. Then you've got the incidentals of meals, snacks, T-shirts, hats for each of the veterans and guardians. So
call it a nice $7,000, $70,000.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah. That'd be about right.
Yeah. So you understand the need to be able to help that and help these 57 men and women in this crew?
We have a World War II female who's on board this first flight, and help us welcome them all home when they come back about 9:30 on Tuesday, April 25th.
Veterans Airport Manager Doug Kimmel. It's now 7:30. Doug, thanks for coming in, man.